And we're back with another episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Troy McClure.
All right, Dan Fernandez. What's our first news item?
Yeah, so we got some news items. We got some April Fool's Day stuff. This is our April Fool's Day week episode. But it's kind of funny that this happened to release yesterday, but it's not an actual April Fool's Day.
That's right.
So OpenXML was approved as a ISO IEC standard. So
yep.
What does this mean? It means, you know, the docx file, which is the default file format in Office 2007, is now officially standardized format. And I know there's a ton of people at Microsoft and other organizations that were really working to make this happen. So this is pretty big. And the cool part is, for developers, at the end of the day, this is all just XML. And they have the open specification. And openxmlcommunity.org is the website. And you can find all the information you'd ever want to parse all these docs.
Right. So. And I think we'll start to see a lot more applications like Chris Auld's OpenXML Silverlight Viewer.
Yeah.
So this should be really cool now that it's a standard. Lots of people can start building new ways of visualizing and working with these document types.
Yeah. I mean, the other big thing was for governments. You know, a lot of governments won't actually approve using document format that is proprietary. Mm-hmm. So having it be standardized is really important in certain customer scenarios.
So now that it's a standard, does that mean I can submit my taxes just and print out a bunch of OpenXML? That'd be awesome.
File new tax scam?
Yeah, seriously.
Are we going to do that?
Okay. System.felony. So, okay, so what's next? This is really cool.
Yeah.
So Microsoft Surface.
Yes.
Announced a partnership with AT&T. So starting April 17th, you'll be able to go into select locations and I guess buy cell phones and explore a lot of information about AT&T cell phones. But my favorite part, use the Surface while you're in the process.
Yeah, yeah. So the big thing is, like, imagine you go to buy a cell phone. You can put multiple cell phones on there. And this is actually done in sort of like their prototype one. It'll show you the information on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It'll show you different plans and the whole visual thing. Like, I totally would imagine a line of people just wanting to go to these stores. And it's like, it's only a limited ones like Atlanta, San Francisco, and New York, and a handful of others. But that would actually want to go in just to use that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you saw all the people that were lined up when we had a couple of Surfaces on display at Mix. And, you know, you can watch the videos, you can read about it online, but it's really a different experience when you're face-to-face with one and dealing with it. It's a very tactile thing, and sort of like the iPhone, right? It's very, you just have to see one to believe it, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be kind of funny, people going to AT&T to buy an iPhone, and they use a Surface to actually see information
yeah.
on it.
So. Oh, sweet irony.
Yes.
Okay, what next?
So game programming with Silverlight 2.0. This is a guy named Mike Snow actually did. I think it's an 11-part series that he's done. He's up to, like, number 6 or 7.
Is he Microsoft?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's actually building a Silverlight game, Silverlight 2.0 game, so it's C#. So it's everything that you'd want to know, and we had done a bunch of programming series on building your first game, if you will, like the game engine, the graphics, how to do things like transparent PNGs, like everything that you'd need to do. Even multiplayer is coming as one of the last parts.
Wow.
So, this is Silverlight Fireball, and you can follow along on Mike's blog. So some pretty cool stuff for the people that, you know, Silverlight's a great platform for gaming.
Yeah, and especially now that C# is there. I mean, that's just killer, slam dunk.
Yeah, yeah, and some of the we've talked about, the Farseer physics engine, mm-hmm. that was in some of the show off, that stuff will actually be in the browser, and that's huge.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I think casual games is a huge, huge area that I frankly had been pushing the team to do more on, just because the numbers are tremendous.
It's
the
fastest growing playing segment.
Yeah, it's over, you know, 125 million people. Casual games is a really large mm-hmm. market, and to have that level of programmability is great. And here's everything you need to know.
Yep. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, this one's pretty neat. Brian Beckman talking about some new stuff that he's working on, Project Quark.
If we can encode a computation inside a representation of E8, and we can find a way to map this to a quantum system that explores all the possibilities at once, then we can take a gigantic parallel computation and have it run on as many cores as we want. You don't have to be stuck with 4 or 8 or 16. You can. It goes everywhere. It goes forward in time. It goes backwards in time. It goes into Alice's mirror and out the other side. And you know, there's absolutely no limit. So this is free computation plucked out of thin air. Free.
Interesting.
Dog.
Yeah.
It was an April Fool's Day.
No.
You favor it every time.
I didn't know that. But I have fallen for a few pranks this week, and we're going to be showing some of the great technology-related April Fool's pranks that have happened this week for the rest of the show. So this being one of them, a lot of people on Channel 9 say that they were fooled, like I was, right up until the very end of the episode. And so kudos to Charles and Brian for having a good video there.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of funny. Like, if there's one person to sort of explain this stuff, and it has that level of truthiness to it, where it's like, it really could be something, and in fact, like, 10 years from now, it'll probably actually happen,
right,
and we'll have some...
I mean, let's be honest, Brian works on some crazy stuff already, so it's not
too much
of a stretch.
Plus, he can explain everything, you know, the history of physics and all that stuff, where he's perfect. So it was a good pick by
Charles. And I love the trippy background screensaver thing he's got going on there, too. So, good stuff. What is this, ThinkGeek Labyrinth Lock?
Yeah, so talking about some of our favorite things for April Fool's Day, and so the question to you is, this is one of the things that they put on their Labyrinth Lock that they would buy, but I think this is almost like a piece of art. Like, I would totally buy this. This is a great conversation starter. Like, imagine, like, you come over to somebody's house and they have this as their...
Oh, yeah.
That's hilarious. Of course, like, during a fire...
Hey.
That's going to be a small issue.
But I think I'd have people coming over to my office just to lock themselves in and hang out, you know?
Yeah, I think this is great, man. I really think this is a great one. So that's one of the ThinkGeek ones, and I'd buy it. Would you buy it?
Absolutely. I fell for a ThinkGeek hook, line, and sinker a couple of years ago. Steve Marks and I, Steve used to be a fellow evangelist. Now he's off doing some Windows Live cool stuff. But we were looking at the wireless power adapter. And or a wireless power cord, basically, and it basically had a microwave transmitter and a receiver over here, which I know that NASA uses in space. So there is some sort of factual basis for transmitting wireless, transmitting electricity wirelessly. But we were trying to get our boss to expense it so that we could, you know, what if you're stuck on one side of a chasm and the power's over there and you need to deliver a demo or something? I mean, there's a lot of business reasons for this.
I think wireless electricity would be a great thing to do.
But unfortunately, it was just another prank, and we didn't realize it until our boss pointed it out. So
yeah. ThinkGeek always has some good stuff.
Yep.
So
speaking of,
here's another one, and. Man, how many times have I needed this one?
So, yeah, are you gonna make your announcement this week?
No, we are not sim shipping a baby. But like, like, you know, you've had the scare thing, and you look at the thing, and it's supposed to be like, you know, it's like a plus sign if you're screwed,
yep,
or delighted, depending on your situation. And you get this sort of like half slash mark, and you're like, what does less than mean? And you have like no idea. So
you got to use your Captain Crunch Dakota ring to figure out.
Yeah,
you know.
Like, so this is a great, I mean, they have USB everything.
Mm-hmm.
They have USB like mug warmers. I think this is a great idea. Like, especially, this would be a hilarious.
Oh yeah. You just
know.
Have to remember to pee on the right side.
Oh, Jesus. But plus, they even did a screenshot of the software that comes with it, so you can actually see like your hormone levels. Mm-hmm. Like, this is another product, right?
Oh, so that's what this is hormone levels up and down there?
Yeah. So it actually does the reading, and there's a scientific methodology to it. But I think it's another one that would be.
Hopefully, someone will invent this.
I think I would buy it.
Absolutely.
So, and the price was right on that.
Good stuff. Here's another good one. Converting all your old Betamax, which, let's face it, that's kind of a useless format now. Converting that over to
now?
HD DVD. Well, I've been holding out hope,
yeah.
but now, you know, to get those onto HD DVD, that'd be really nice. So
I think this is hilarious that it's like going from one obsolete format to another one.
And it's written in J Sharp.
Too.
The logic behind this.
Well, yeah. Clearly, you know, you got to write obsolete technology converters in an obsolete language. So, some good stuff, I think.
Oh, yeah, this is awesome. I wonder if they're actually selling any real items this week. So, here's another one, Xbox 360 wireless helmet.
Yeah, so the Xbox guys came up with their own. So, I think this is one that'd be really cool. So I got an upcoming flight sim video where they actually do, they have a three-prong thing that you can attach to, like, any hat, and the way you look actually steers the flight sim nav pane. So, like, if you want to, like, pan left rather than doing a keyboard, you just literally look left.
And the way that one's a, that's a real one you're talking
about.
That's
a real one.
But this one's not a real one.
This one's not a real one, but I think it could be. I think the, like, I love the little buttons on the helmet and stuff, like, for connecting up.
I could just imagine. Yeah, that's not really a natural user interface, but great creativity there.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is pretty cool though. Yeah. I really do. I think somebody could hack this together and people would buy it.
What are those lasers coming out of the side? That's sweet.
Yeah, I think those are lasers. So like you could do like a laser tracking thing. It'd be like a whole Wiimote thing.
Yeah.
You could see information on Halo and I think this is cool.
All right, we're going to your garage after this.
Yeah, exactly.
Xbox Live, the board game.
I think this is pretty funny because they did like a nice little Trivial Pursuit motif there. But unlocking achievements. So what achievement are we unlocking now?
You put me on the spot now. But I think what's really cool about this is you know, you can't really get a Red Ring of Death on a board game. At least one would hope not. Maybe it's that realistic.
Yeah, wouldn't that be hilarious?
Yeah. So, quick story on that. I got a Red Ring of Death about a month and a half ago, shipped my Xbox back, got it back, plugged it in this week, and I'm getting a Red Ring again. I called support. I was furious.
No.
Turned out I forgot to plug in the AV cable.
Oh, you're such a noob.
I am.
I've done that before, but the difference is if it's a solid ring versus a blinking ring.
Yeah, I know this now. Yeah.
Douchebag! Okay.
Xbox 360 Vintage Edition.
Yeah, so I think this is another one that would absolutely sell. There's so many people that love vintage stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If you could actually build this, and some of this controller things would be great, but like this whole vintage, woody, old-school Atari style, this would absolutely sell. They could do like an easy $75 markup and do it as a, you know, collector's item. And it would totally sell.
I think so. The thing I was looking to do a while back was some guy had taken a Nintendo and he had gutted it and he had built a PC inside of a Nintendo casing.
And then this was a Super Nintendo, right?
No, this was the original NES. Yeah. Okay. And I don't know how realistic it was, like if you had to blow on the CDs, like when you put them in. but it looked cool. I mean, you had a little CD-ROM there, which was hidden by the little, you know, flip down. Plug in the Nintendo controllers. You've got a Nintendo emulator. But I wouldn't be surprised if someone's already built something that's, you know, very similar to what you see here.
Yeah, like is somebody thinking up another company like could easily sell this. Take the old one, and because this is the old school Xbox design.
Yeah.
Put it in a bigger frame. Make sure it gets air. And boom, you're done.
Pretty sweet.
So I love these. These are always great. And speaking of pranks, this is a video clip of Marty Brecky and Dede Walsh talking about some of the pranks that they've done as Microsoft employees.
Yeah, so. And this is an older clip, but it felt relevant to talk about this.
Yeah, bring it up, resurrect some of our favorite ones. And this was done for 2006.
Yep, we're going to roll a clip here?
Yeah, let's roll a clip.
Okay.
So Dee Dee comes into my office and she's like, "Have you seen my car?" And I'm like, "No." And she's like, I don't remember where I parked it." And months before, John Roskell had stolen her keys, had duplicates made, and put them back.
Wow!
And so he takes her car and takes it to an auto body shop because they were having a going away party this afternoon.
Right.
And had hot pink flames painted all down the side.
So let's actually, you all showed me this picture earlier.
They had it blown up. There's a little sticker on it that.
Yeah, it's the Princess Mobile.
Yeah.
That's...
so I drove that car for several years that way. It was so embarrassing. Like, you could never ride in the car for Dee Dee. It's supposedly washed off. As it turns out, it didn't wash off. It was being in the car, but the amount of people that would follow you in that car, too.
Oh, really?
Like, it totally had a following. There's like a whole car flame society of people out there that when you drive a car with flames, there are other people who drive cars with flames, and they'll follow you and kind of want to be your friend. And you get a lot of yelling, too, a lot of people screaming out at me, "Princess!"
So those two are hilarious. Dan and I have worked with Marty and Dee Dee for a while now, and I remember when I first joined the company, they handed me a urinal cover. What do you call those things? The little splash guard things. And
so this is in a guy's bathroom.
Right, exactly. For our female listeners, go Wikipedia it. I'm sure you can learn all
about
it. Yeah,
so there's
a
urinal and there's like these things that have like holes in them, and I guess it's so like it doesn't splash back on you or something.
Yeah, it doesn't work. But anyway, they had branded them with one of our competitors' logos.
Yeah.
And
let's take a look at the picture real quick.
Yeah.
All
so
right, go ahead.
They had branded them with these logos and had a vendor go out and distribute these at one of that company's major conferences.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, people walk into the restroom and all of a sudden they look down and
you're pissing on the logo.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I don't know if we'd get away with that nowadays, but that's the kind of stuff that used to take place.
Yeah, it was always fun, like companies pranking each other too. So that's always cool stuff. And I love Marty and Dee Dee. They're so much fun.
Yep.
They're so much fun.
Picks of the week.
So I'll start with my pick of the week, and this is Silverlight Rehab. You know,
this is hard for you to talk about.
Yeah, it's. You know.
Take your time.
It's, you know, it's hard. There really is no other word for it. So, just got to watch the clip, and this is us talking about Silverlight and being in Silverlight Rehab with group.
Yeah.
So, Nick, I see that you brought somebody special tonight. Would you like to introduce her?
Yeah, this is my wife, Monica.
Hi, Monica. Hi, Monica. Thank you so much for coming tonight and supporting Nick through this really trying time. I'm about done supporting. All this boy cares about is Silverlight. And I mean, he doesn't care about anything else. And I mean, anything.
Look, I am a developer. It's my job. You don't get deep zooming!
You don't get deep zooming!
It's okay. Talk it out. It's all right.
Yeah.
So
it's hard.
Yeah. Well, you know, every day's a challenge.
Yeah. So I'm going to have the group liquidated, though. So it should be good.
Nice. I don't know what that means.
Oh, that's an Austin Powers reference. I'm sure everybody's calling you a noob right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm showing my
ignorance
here. I
have the group liquidated. Scott, we were making so much progress.
All right, so time for my pick of the week. as you know, I've resisted World of Warcraft for the longest time.
Yes, yeah. So I'm a World of Warcraft addict,
mm-hmm.
and you're a Guitar Hero Rock Band addict.
I am.
And now the worlds meet.
Yes, finally. So this is cool. Obviously, this is April Fool's.
Yes.
But you gotta love the creativity. Bard Hero.
Yes.
I mean, how cool is that? I mean, I can't wait to see what that little, you know.
Does
this,
you know,
like.
The damage is increased based on how good you play? Like, that's hilarious.
Totally level 60 or 70 or whatever. I don't even know.
But
70. Yeah, I'm totally level 70. But I think that this is something someone could create using your World of Warcraft add-on.
Yeah, so we have something called Add-on Studio for World of Warcraft. And one of the things it actually allows you to do is build Lua add-ons.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the second I saw this, I was like, man, this is totally feasible to be able to do, and then we could add like a simple sync channel so people could do like an entire band and you could have like people rocking out.
So
you can distribute MP3s too, and because it plays MP3s, so like the entire thing is completely feasible using Add-on Studio and their extensibility mechanism built into World of Warcraft.
We're going to have a busy weekend. We have to build a vintage Xbox. We have to go build an add-on that plays Guitar Hero in World of Warcraft. So many business opportunities, so little time.
Yeah, yep. Seriously. So, some fun stuff for April Fool's Day.
Definitely, definitely. And I think that's it.
Yes.
So I'm off to New Orleans for my buddy's bachelor party. So if I don't see you ever again, call the cops.
Okay. All right. What do you have planned exactly?
We're going on a swamp tour, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
And I'm going to eat a lot of crawfish. I love crawfish.
Really?
So, yeah, that's about. Those are my
Angie
only plans.
Angie loves crawfish.
She should come.
The missus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure I'm going to send her on your bachelor party. She'll kind of do whatever like people say. Like, of course. Yeah.
Which brings us back to that USB pregnancy test.
Yes.
Well, this has been a fun week. Hopefully next week we'll have a little bit more substance for you. But April Fool's, just had to have a good time. We'll see you back next week.
Yeah, thanks.